Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial on, what is it? It is Wednesday or Tuesday. You tell me, Jimmy. This is the test.
This is the test. It's the 20th, Tuesday the 20th.
Okay, going to talk a little bit about some of the things that I simply don't understand that's going on with this country. I guess I'm just going to be the idiot savant here. Savant may be the wrong word, but I don't understand. I wish to hell I was the son of the President of the United States. Then I could renege on my income taxes and kind of just do anything I want, you know, smoke all the crack cocaine that I wanted to. Jimmy, let's talk about that. It pisses me off. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, this is pretty crazy, but wasn't unexpected. The Department of Justice and the special counsel that is, or I guess not the special counsel, it's not a special counsel, but the prosecutor, the holdover waste from the Trump administration that has been looking at the Hunter Biden tax fraud issues and some of his other criminal issues,
yeah,
filed a statement with the Delaware federal court saying that that Hunter Biden had agreed to basically take a plea deal on tax evasion issues, and it turns out that in 2017 and 2018, he reneged on about over $3 million in taxes,
yeah,
according to reports, over $3 million, and that he didn't pay taxes of $100,000 or more on that money. Now, hard for me to believe that it's only $100,000 after $3 million of hidden income. But the real issue here is that they gave him a plea deal for two misdemeanors. Basically, no problem. This is while they go after parents as domestic terrorists for being at school boards. This is while they imprison people for years for trespassing on the Capitol lawn on January, or in the Capitol building on January 6th.
Yep.
This is when they go after Donald Trump as the former president of the United States for classified material that he had in his possession, though ignore Mike Pence and Joe Biden. And of course, the crimes, the massive number of crimes that are actually on the laptop computer with apparent videos of underage girls, of course, you know, crack addiction, and when we know he was booted out of the Navy because of passing or failing a drug test. So you've got this standard of justice is just becoming so apparently fraudulent and two-faced that many Americans can't ignore it now, even if they try.
Yeah.
Although there still are some that are defending Hunter Biden and the Department of Justice.
And how could they possibly be doing that, Jim?
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe, but look, it all comes down to the information they get, right? And if they only look into MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and, you know, Washington Post, New York Times, they make excuses for the Biden family. They make excuses for the Department of Justice. They are the spokespeople for the Democratic Party. They are actually political operatives. And if you're a Democrat and you don't really want to accept the reality of what's happening out here, and you only hear that side of it, then you're going to think, oh, this is just normal. You know, this is the way things should be. And that's the reality we're facing right now. It's not a reality. It's actually a fabricated view of society perpetuated by the media, influenced by Democratic powers that are very focused on globalization and potentially undermining basic American values.
But how can they do this when millions of Americans are harassed by the IRS? That was brought out on the evening news yesterday. Literally, millions of Americans are harassed by armed IRS agents on a daily basis. And yet, this guy, Hunter Biden, who owes six figures, maybe even more likely more, pleads guilty to a misdemeanor. I don't understand how Joe Biden can stand up in front of the United States and actually play that he's the president.
Well, you're gonna see a lot of campaign videos and memes that come out showing Joe Biden when he said that, you know, that he didn't, that Joe Biden did nothing wrong, that Hunter Biden did nothing wrong, that he's the smartest guy he knows.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of those transposed with this this indictment and the, you know, the IRS fraud charges. But I don't know if it's going to be enough to change the idiocy that we have out there in America right now that is so emotionally tied to the Democratic philosophies that or the progressive philosophies that are being manipulated by algorithms, by AI, by the tech industry.
Jimmy, I want you to hang on and just explain one thing. How can tech algorithms have anything to do with getting this bum out of, keeping him out of jail? How can they do that?
Oh, it's quite easy. If you remember, in 2020, just before the election, the tech companies, the big major tech companies, actually silenced and censored any negative information on Hunter Biden and the laptop story. So the tech companies are the gateway for information, and will the algorithms are they designed to protect particular agendas, then they shut out information so the country doesn't see it. A big part of the country does not see this information, and you have to go out and try and find it. And of course, you're immediately called a conspiracy theorist or white wing extremist or white supremacist,
right,
if you look at this information. So that's exactly how they're doing it, that's how the tech companies do it. The tech companies, again, want to expand their markets, and they want to buy off power and have control in Washington.
Right.
And so they pay for the lobbyists, they do the influence, and they threaten anybody that goes against their agenda with Department of Justice and law enforcement, unless you're on their team, and then they give you a break.
I don't get it, Jim. Land of the free and home of the brave. Boy, I'll tell you, if I was a World War II veteran, I would be turning over in my grave right now if I knew this was going on.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because my wife and I have been watching Band of Brothers, and I'd actually never watched the show before, though I'd heard much about it, and I saw Saving Private Ryan when it came out. But it just shows you the intensity that these young men went through, and, you know, 15 million men under arms in order to liberate Europe, in order to liberate the Pacific, and to fight in two major wars to keep fascism from taking over the world. But what we see is actually a combination of Marxism and fascism. It is the Marxist ideologies, in order to mobilize the proletariat, the poor, the groups and these fringe groups, the gender ideology, the transgenders, the gay, extreme leftists, the abortion advocates. How to mobilize them, but they're doing it with the power of industry and finance. That's the fascist part of it. And of course, a fascist government is one that works together with industry in order to control. And that's what we're seeing, is a combination of the big influencers using the Marxist ideologies while simultaneously being funded by big industry and big tech that have power over the government. And that's what we're facing right now, and it's a combination of Marxism and fascism. It's very unusual. It's a new, absolutely a new stage in human history, and I believe the reason why it's happening is because of the amount of information is out there that can be controlled and managed by both with government censorship controls and a combination of their cooperation with big tech industry.
Well, what you're saying, Jimmy, is that the situation that occurred today, the event that occurred today with Hunter Biden, probably will go totally unnoticed by the American public. Is that correct?
Well, it's going to go unnoticed or even defended that, hey ho, he's going to pay his, you know, dues and his price, and he's being judged, but this has nothing to do with Joe Biden or the Biden family. That there will be some that actually still believe that because of this censorship apparatus and this absolute, co-opting of the mainstream media, corporate media, in order to stay that agenda. However, there's a lot of independent media, and there are a lot of people that are beginning to say, what the heck is going on? And you're seeing it. Jonathan Turley, who's a very, you know, well-known guy, teaches law at George Washington University, I believe.
Right, right.
And he's a respected, actually, Democrat, a liberal, a traditional liberal.
Yeah.
He wrote a very compelling article on how Merrick Garland as Attorney General has failed. So you're seeing real core Western liberal ideologues coming up and saying something is wrong here.
You're talking about the good guys, right? Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're stepping out to say, you know, something's going wrong.
Right.
The problem is when an authoritarian ruler and combines with, you know, with big industry and a lot of finance and tech support and has law enforcement at its beck and call,
yeah,
then they will intimidate those voices and they will threaten them. So it's really a battle. I mean, this is a war. It is a battle of information. For America, for the future of America, but not only the future of America, but for the future of the world, because if America falls, there is no other place to turn to.
There is no other place to turn to except for China and Russia. And I would maintain that Xi Jinping, who is a very bright man, incredibly bright, is going to win.
We'll see. I mean, they've got a very I would say very effective plan. You know, they don't worry about what people think or say. They will control the dialogue. They will control the narrative. They will use every element of power within the state to crush opposition. And of course, I look at some of our bloggers and they post little comments about, oh, well, you know, he's doing the right thing or they're not the enemy. Well, you know what? If you said that they were the enemy because maybe they took your family member and put him in prison, because they didn't pay their fine or some other, you know, minuscule problem, then you may question it. But you would not be able to question it because they would arrest you immediately as well. And, of course, there's a hundred million different examples of how they abuse power, because whenever a small group of people have control over the others, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And in fact, to protect their own interests, they will do anything. And that's the problem with people like Vladimir Putin or Xi. They will do anything to protect their power. That is the problem with Joe Biden, Macron, with Justin Trudeau. Some people have argued that would be the problem with Trump. But the problem with that argument, and it is a very serious contradiction, Trump was deregulating the federal government. He was attempting to open up industry and expand domestic production. Tyrants and authoritarians don't deregulate. They put more regulations on. And that's what we're seeing right now in America. And of course, you see it in Russia and China.
Yeah.
Will they prevail? I tend to think that humans, once free, are hard to put back into bondage. And eventually, that's going to break against the powerful that attempt to control and silence.
Yeah. You know, Jimmy, I just noticed that one of the events today here is called Current Events. We have a really, in my opinion, he's very left, but he's a very bright moderator on this thing. And I'm going to go down and sit in the front row and pose the question, how do you rationalize the action taken towards Hunter Biden today?
And so, that's a good question. I'd have a lot of information, you know, with all the different things that have happened and why other people are being hammered and he is not.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, I mean, what you're seeing with the collection of data, and this has been happening for a long time, basically since 9/11. And you have to wonder what happened in some of these circumstances where people have used the power.
Right.
The left was absolutely against the Patriot Act. And, of course, now the left is using the Patriot Act in order to support the government because they're in power. And what you're seeing now, even Avril, the director of the CIA is coming out, Avril Haines, and actually explaining that they're collecting massive amounts of personal information, commercially available information, CIA, vacuuming it up and buying it from all the companies out there.
Yeah.
Because they're selling, you know, those companies will sell that data. And when they sell that data, then the government has access to everything you've ever looked at on the web. They've got access to every phone call you made, every location you've been in, everything, every comment you've made. And if you somehow run afoul of their agenda, they will use that in the future to intimidate you, to silence you, to imprison you if you become too much of a voice against them. We're seeing it over and over again, and that's way too much power that we've allowed our federal government to get. And I think something has to break. And unfortunately,
of course something has to break, Jeremy. There's no question about that. But the question is the government going to push it to the point where the opposition to having events like this happen simply goes to the streets, as the liberals did not in the not too distant past?
Right. And I think, you know, if look, the whole George Floyd riots this summer, that was orchestrated. That was orchestrated, coordinated with different Organized for Action or Organized America, part, and other democratic entities, of course, with Antifa. This is the product of activism by the Obama regime and post-Obama efforts, and of course the Democratic Party, to mobilize that anger. They are losing ground in America publicly. And they can't accept it.
I want you to repeat that, Jimmy, if you would. Explain.
They're losing ground. Those activists are losing ground.
Yeah.
There's basically a lot of people are waking up and saying, okay, one of the most interesting polls that you just popped up today was the fact that a large number of Americans have actually stopped supporting gay marriage. It dropped significantly with Republicans by 15 points in just a year in Gallup poll.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the Democrats, it even went from 85% to 79%. But overall, from 63 Americans say, still some support it to some extent, but that's down from 71%. So that's like an 8-point drop in 1 year. So that's beginning to show that people are changing their, with all this gender ideology push, all this homosexuality push, all this pride push, people are saying, what the heck is going on? They're starting to wake up on that.
Right.
They're definitely frustrated with the border. They're definitely concerned about the Department of Justice and the FBI losing credibility. And those are by massive numbers by most polls. And that's even by leftist polls. So people are beginning to lose trust and faith. And as we have more problems, economic problems, the inflation rate since Biden took office has skyrocketed. We're overall in the last 2 years, 2.5 years, we're about 16% higher than it was under Trump, with very low inflation rates. People are working harder to get less.
Yeah.
That's frustrating. Internationally, we're a total embarrassment. Both from Afghanistan, but just having the bumbling Biden even speak publicly is embarrassing. The Chinese don't respect us. The Russians don't respect us. The Europeans don't respect us. They may not have liked Donald Trump, but they were somewhat afraid of him. So what you're seeing is no fear and absolutely no respect with the Biden administration. So with all of these problems, with all of those problems, how long can this administration continue to function effectively without it breaking down? And I tend to think with someone like Robert F. Kennedy in the race against Joe Biden, who's speaking to Democrats that are disgruntled with the direction of the progressives that have pushed Joe Biden, that could cause tremendous turmoil within the Democratic Party.
Yes,
and what you could see is actually the complete destruction of the Democratic Party. While simultaneously the Republican Party, some members are still controlled by the big industry, by the corrupt systems of Washington, D.C., and are, like Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, a lot of the leadership there, certainly the RNC leadership. So you've got this complete disillusionment of a system that has been established for a long period of time. I think it may be a good thing as long as we can go to domestic civil war. You say, back to what happened in the George Floyd riots in 2020.
Right. And the riots.
I don't want to see that anymore.
I think a better example, Jimmy, is the riots in Seattle. Are the riots?
Yeah, the chop of the jazz.
Yeah, I mean, George Floyd, that was a very, very sad situation. But the, as were the riots in Seattle, basically brought the city to its knees. The rioters in Seattle, in my opinion, had a resounding victory in what they wanted to accomplish. The mayor did not run for re-election, and the police chief resigned. What a great city. You know, I have friends up here in this wonderful place where I live, and I don't mean that sarcastically, but I have friends up here who to this day are very, very frightened about going into downtown Seattle because of what's happened. I have to tell you, I'm not afraid to go in, but I will say I don't go into Seattle at all. There's no reason for me to do that. And
I was just back last week, right? I was back for a week. And I flew into Seattle. The car rental place was empty. It's a total disaster. We got out. I mean, went into the story. It was just hilarious. The seatbelt wasn't working for my daughter, and the guy's arguing, "Oh, it's not against the law. Don't worry about it. No one's going to pull you over." I said, "No, it's about safety." And it's like, "Yeah, don't worry about it, man. No one will pull you over."
Yeah.
The car looked like it was a used car. You know, it was like had 50,000 miles and had knife marks in the seat, had dents around it.
Yeah.
$1,000 for a week.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have driving out of the rental car place. They have a truck parked with a driver to let you out the exit because so many cars have been stolen from there. We get on the road, and a couple miles from the freeway, there's a car burning off on the side of the road.
Yeah.
It was almost surreal, like some sort of apocalyptic scene, with tents lining the sides of the road with homeless people in them. My wife is saying, get out of here before the sun goes down. We don't want the zombies to get us.
No,
I mean, it was crazy.
100%. You know, and Laura is a very sensible person. She has been in the upper echelon of society for her entire life. She has taken that position because it allows her to do some good things for society. And when she comes out with something like that, I'm absolutely terrified about going in the city now. I'll just go back to my original statement, Jimmy. I just don't go in. There's no reason to. There's no reason to. I refuse to shop for clothing at my old reliable clothing store in which I worked my way through the University of Washington at. I don't even go into that store anymore because they don't sell items that I prefer to wear, and I don't prefer to be associated with the employees in that store. And unfortunately, the store represents one of the really successful business ventures in Seattle, and it's called Nordstrom. Nordstrom, by the way, just closed very recently their flagship store in Vancouver, BC. Why did they close it? They closed it because for other reasons, they couldn't stop the petty theft.
Well, I guess Seattle's going to close Nordstrom's now, too, and they are closing in San Francisco. Massive withdrawal from major urban areas from a large number of high-end retailers because of exactly what you're saying.
No, it's absolutely terrible. Jimmy, I want to cut it here, and the reason I want to do that is I think we've made a couple of points that we know are true. You have witnessed them. I have witnessed them. All of my colleagues and friends have witnessed them, and it's absolutely terrifying to me. I want to leave it at that, and then come back again tomorrow with another editorial. If there are some more developments today with the Biden situation, I would like to come back and discuss that.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's probably going to be pushed to the side very rapidly, and that'll be the Department of Justice and the government trying to do that to protect Joe.
Yeah.
But the investigations on their bribery will continue. It's just a matter of whether or not the information will get out and people will actually see it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm really concerned about. You made a comment yesterday about the voting process in the United States that parallels exactly what we've been talking about today. Jimmy, this is terrifying to me. This is a very, very bad part of my life, in the sense that this is supposed to be a part of my life that I'm enjoying, retirement, et cetera, et cetera. My daughters are making it possible for me to do that, but in this society, I can't do it, Jim. You guys have to, we know what you folks who are members of our blog, we know what you think about this. It's very, very sad. We'll be back tomorrow with more conversation on society in America.